When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to day one of our devotions for Dare to Be. Today's title is An Appeal Based on Mercy. Timothy Keller once wrote, "The only sufficient motivation for the Christian life is gratitude for grace." Our text for today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Welcome to week one of Dare to Be. In this first week, we will study Romans 12, 1 and 2, phrase by phrase, and focus on the wealth of spiritual treasures in God's Word. May the application we uncover give us more courage to live for Jesus. The book of Romans contains the most significant, systematic presentation of Christian doctrine in God's Word. Here are just a few of the foundations of our faith found in the first 11 chapters. Universal sinfulness, justification by faith, the role of the law, God's sovereignty, and the power of the gospel. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 form an essential transition in Paul's letter to the Romans from doctrine to application. The word "therefore" functions as a bridge between principles and practices. Our belief changes our behavior. From this point on, through the end of Romans, Paul implores God's children to live faithfully as a result of their foundational doctrines. Verse 1 begins with Paul's appeal. The Greek word found here is parakaleo. The verb parakaleo is used in the New Testament to convey a range of meanings centered around the idea of calling someone to one side for the purpose of exhortation, encouragement, comfort, or urging. Thus, Paul is calling all believers to spiritually walk alongside him as he urges and encourages them to live daring lives for the Lord. Ben Witherington III and Darlene Hyatt note, "The first words out of his mouth are not a command, but an appeal, because he understands that the way to deal with ethical matters is by means of persuasion. There is a place for imperatives, but they must be used in a context in which the audience has been appealed to make the right moral choices. The matter lies in their hands, and Paul places the onus on himself to persuade them to take the right course. He calls his audience brothers, seeking to establish a clear Christian bond with them after all the discussion about Israel in chapters 9 through 11. The basis for his appeal is the compassion of God. Paul bases his appeal on the mercies of God. The word Paul used for mercies is better translated as God's compassion or kindness that results from His mercy. We dare to be all that God has called us to be because that is the appropriate response to all of the kindness and grace that God has given us. Some questions to consider. What is your reaction to Paul's appeal? What is your response to God's kindness and compassion? And finally, in what ways can you call others alongside you as you dare to be? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.